Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me today. And before we begin to share together what God has placed on my heart, I would like to take just a moment to pray, to ask God to minister to your needs, as well as to anoint our time together, not only the delivery of the Word, but that the Word of God would be made practical and real and pertinent to the things that are going on in your life right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the privilege we have to gather together, Lord, that we can enjoy the richness of your presence, the fullness of the Word of God, your great heart and love for us. Lord, we know that we can barely comprehend. We just understand in part. We see in part. Lord, a time is coming when we shall behold you face to face, and our knowledge and understanding shall be made more perfect in the knowledge of you. And Lord, you see that we are physical beings. You've made us a tripartite being, Lord, spirit, soul, and body. And there are many things, Lord, that as we go through our lives, our day-to-day lives, Lord, there's many things that would come against us. For we know we are in warfare. We know we belong to you, and the enemy of our soul does not tire. But Lord, we look to you as our deliverer, as our mighty conqueror, as our redeemer. Father, right now you see the need of every listener. And Lord, as their heart is turned toward you, I ask for your grace, your mercy, your strength, your provision. I take authority over all work of the enemy, and I release, Lord, a meeting of whatever needs they have in their lives, spiritually and financially, physically. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies. And Lord, I thank you that even in circumstantial areas of need, as well as relationships and family issues, that you will move, Father, and we will give you an honor and praise and thanksgiving and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I was reading the Word of the Lord in my morning devotions, I read a small passage of Scripture, and it's something that all of us can go over quickly and not attach much meaning or significance to it. And I don't know about you, frequently that can happen as we read the Old Testament, especially those early chapters when there's, you know, reading through Leviticus or Numbers. And the portion of Scripture I'm referring to is in the book of Joshua. And in the 13th and 14th chapters, it's talking about the inheritances of the children of Israel, and then it moves on into the borders of the land. And I'd like to just read a portion from the 15th chapter of Joshua. And as I said, this was before Joshua died. He assigned to the various tribes their portion, their inheritance. It was assigned by lot. And in verse 13, this is how the Word of the Lord reads. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak. Those were some of the giants. Which city is Hebron? And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak. Verse 15, and he went thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath-Sepher. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath-Sepher and taketh it, to him will I give Achsah my daughter to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Achsah, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she lighted off her ass. And Caleb said unto her, what wouldest thou? Who answered, give me a blessing. For thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. And then, starting in verse 20, he goes on to speak of the inheritance of the children of Judah. Well, in the Holy Spirit's purpose, he took quite a bit of time going into detail about this sort of unusual particulars of what happened in the life of Caleb. Obviously, we learned that he had a daughter, and in terms of conquering his particular inheritance, he offered as a reward his daughter to whatever man, whatever warrior would come and conquer this or smite this Kirjath Sefer. And on the surface, we might not pay much attention to it, but as we know, every portion of the Word of God is inspired, and we need the Holy Spirit to give us understanding and revelation as we study and meditate on the Word. We read about a brief episode in the taking of the cities of Canaan, and I want to take a moment to go back to the 14th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 5. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Now this is going on. Now remember, Caleb and Joshua were the only two spies who gave a good report 40 years earlier, before the tribes, because of their rebellion, had to wander in the wilderness. And he says, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine own heart. Remember, he said, we're well able to take the land. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. He was 85 years old when he was asking this of Joshua. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And yet I am as strong this day as I was on the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Verse 12, now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he hath wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Praise God. And verse 15, and the name of Hebron became, or before, was Kirjath Jarba. And Arba was a great man among the Anakims. They were giants who were there, and the land had rest from the war. So here we have, at 85 years of old age, Caleb asks for this land, and he is able to conquer it. This is really an amazing story. Caleb was an honorable, God-fearing, God-following man. And as we reference what I read in the 15th chapter of Joshua, he was, because he was a man of war, he was not about to offer his daughter to just anyone. Only a man who could smite and take this fortified city by taking command of an army and leading them to victory would Caleb give his daughter to. Now, as we look in greater detail at this passage of Scripture, we look at the name of Othniel, and that name signifies God is power. Othniel liberated Israel from foreign rule. If we go over to the book of Judges, that first chapter. Well, let me read verse 9. And afterward, the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the mountain and in the south and in the valley. And Judah went against the Canaanites that dwell in Hebron. Now the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, and they slew Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai. And from thence he went against the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir was before Kirjath Sefer. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kirjath Sefer and taketh it, to him will I give Aksa my daughter to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Aksa, his daughter, to wife. We also see that in the third chapter of Judges, we see that he was a judge and liberated Israel from foreign rule, but we'll look at that a little bit later. But what we're looking at in this episode, we find Othniel was the one who was equipped to bring about the victory. Now, the word of the Lord says in 2 Timothy 3, 6 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto good works. Beloved, I see my time is rapidly fleeting away. We're just getting into this message, and I think if you will stay with me as the Lord allows us to develop this, you're going to be really blessed to see the beauty of what God has hidden within these verses of Scripture, how it can apply to our lives. Beloved, God is in the process of thoroughly equipping us. Just as God equipped his warriors, the Israelites, who were well able to go in and take the land, they were well equipped in a physical way. They were warriors, but God was with them. And so, beloved, the same applies for us today. We are well able to take the land that God has for us. So, I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we find out what God has for us through these pages of the Word of God. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.